on the bloody honeymoon, they reached the conclusion the Gaelic nation is just an illusion, just a bunch of sacrilegious sheep shagging minions. Least that was the English Pope's opinion.
Go forth, Strongbow, reform the Irish Church, and if you conquer the country, well, such is life.
The Irish bog trotters didn't like this idea. They had an arcane notion about the benefits of freedom. Resisted fiercely with cudgel and spade till they were run off the lands by the papal jihad. Those who came to terms with foreign domination learned to speak English and beat starvation. The rest turned turf in the country, dreamed of river dance and common prosperity. Sit you down, sit you down, let's talk about battles lost but never won. Oh, that's the history of Ireland. What? Till up in the north there rose two men called Hugh O'Donnell and O'Neill from Donegal and Tyrone. Asked the King of Spain to kick the English off, but they got psyched out at the Battle of Kinsale. The Spanish Armada took a dive in the rain. O'Neill found Jesus with the Pope in Rome,
and the Brits poisoned Red Hugh's sangria in Spain.
Over them fast. A lot of little battles, guess what we lost? Let England fight its own wars, if you please.
Cause getting Ollie Cromwell pissed off was not a good idea.
He scorched our arses with this burning cross, introduced us to sectarianism, banished our youth to the Jamaican fields. That's why Bob Marley sing them Gaelic melodies.
Back Jimmy Stewart instead of Willie from Orange.
Oh man, that was a biggest mistake. Just think what we could be doing today. Every 12th of July, we'd beat the lambeg drum, marching up the falls to a drum, drum, drum. While over in the shanky, they'd be saying the rosary, listening to us sing the Sash Me Father. Accessory, but the traitor's kiss was our best fashion. Lord Eddie Fitzgerald got the English hatchet. We followed Father Murphy through hell and high water into excommunication on a hill and at a scorpion.
Sit you down.
Let's talk about battles lost, never won. It's the history. What a break, they hung all our lawyers and doctors and teachers, fathers of the church.
And if they caught you riding, they'd steal your old horse.
Till Randy Dan O'Connell emancipated us, but we didn't have no time to celebrate, because Black 47 killed off half of the country, so we split for Liverpool, Australia, and America. Those of us left were a sad old bunch, beaten down by the state and the church, afraid of our lives of divine retribution.
Oh, the bishops didn't want any more of that old revolution.
When Charlie Parnell got the drop on Gladstone, he had home rule for the taking, but we stabbed him in the back over Catherine O'Shea. We're still feeling the pain to this very day. Oh, 1916, 1921, you all know the story and I'm sick of going on.
This Irish history is just a pain in the arse.
Poor old James Connolly wouldn't know what to make of us, 'cause now we're Europeans, we got our orders from Brussels. Don't need no